We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the 31st prohibition, and that is the prohibition of doing sorcery. Lo yimatzeh b'cha kosem ksamim. So, big machlokas here, whether all these prohibitions about sorcery really are about an action that works, or it's all different types of charlatans, con men, who did all kinds of things to get people to think that it worked. So that's a big machlokas geonim rishonim. But we're going to have a series of prohibitions here that all revolve around different types of sorcery. The second one is the prohibition lo te'oninu. You can't say, this is a good time to open my store, this is a bad time to open my store. It might be a good time is by day and a bad time is in the middle of the night. But you can't say, because the stars look like this, you know, so this is a good time for me to succeed in business. The next one is lo t'nachashu. You can't guess and say, a black cat crossed my path, so now I'm going to have a bad day. That's, that's lo t'nachashu. You can't try to look for signs like that. The next prohibition is not to do kishuf, which is another type of sorcery. The next prohibition is not to do chover chaver, which was a way that they would enchant different animals. The next prohibition is not to speak to the dead. And we have over here one way that they do it is ov. That was a way of asking questions to the deceased, and then they'd hear an answer from under the floorboards. Again, some gonim hold that the people were charlatans. They'd give you, they were ventriloquists, or they'd give you a hallucinogenic, and then you could hear a lot of things, right? The 36th prohibition is not to ask yid'oni, which is another way of accessing the dead. They'd put a skull on the table, they'd put a bone in the skull, they'd offer different spices, and then people would hear the dead talking. Again, could be the spices they were burning were hallucinogenic. The 38th prohibition is not to ask the deceased questions through dreams. The 39th prohibition is that a woman should not wear a man's clothing. And the 40th prohibition is that a man should not wear woman's clothing. Part of this prohibition is that a man shouldn't spend too much time looking in the mirror. And a man shouldn't shave his armpits or his arms or his legs. This is part of that prohibition that a man shouldn't wear women's clothing. So again, we learned today, no sorcery, going by times, trying to look for signs, whether it's a good day or a bad day. No doing sorcery, it's called kishuf. No enchanting animals, chover chaver. No asking the dead through ov or yidoni. Ov was under the armpit from the ground. Yidoni was a skull with a bone. The 38th prohibition was asking the dead through a dream. 39 and 40 was that a woman shouldn't wear man's clothing. Man shouldn't wear a woman's clothing, which includes a man shaving his armpits or his arms or legs. And a woman wearing a man's clothing could be a woman walking around with a pistol in her belt, okay, we understand.